Laser 5, podcast with Tana and Shay, sober edition.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The vid edition? The vid is in the house.
Oh, I was talking about me. I ain't cracked not one beer.
Yeah, so are we talking about this?
We can. It's definitely a thing.
Well, I think that the thing of conversation is we're just getting old, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure it out. You know, I'm actually paying attention to what I eat on it each day, you know, because it's red meat related. For those that are like, what are they talking about? I have become accustomed to getting the gout every Wednesday, it seems like, for the last 5 weeks.
Yeah. You know, I'm a certified nutritionist consultant, and I would tell you exactly what you're doing. Food journal, because what you eat probably on Saturday is showing up on Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a couple factors. You know, the cause of gout is seafood, red meat, and alcohol, not necessarily in that order.
And didn't I read the other day that it's bladder related too?
You try to bladder into it somehow, but you dive a lot deeper into things than I do.
Oh, I have a gigantic book of nutrition, and like I have a library. I have a nutrition library that consists of Western and Eastern medicines and food and herbalism and all the things. And I looked it up because I felt bad for you. Sorry, what'd you say?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tell you. I know cherry juice is involved somehow.
Tart cherry juice, yep.
Yeah, that's just so fucking disgusting. I mean, typically I'd put that like in a vodka or something.
But not ocean spray. Like, let's be real now. Not the sugar water that's pink.
Yeah, when I'm going to tell a dumb story on myself and make myself sound stupid.
Okay,
when I first got this, I had no idea what it was.
Wait, hang on. You sound a little echoey.
Do I?
Are you on your fancy schmancy mic that the boy gave you?
I am, but I am in my kitchen as opposed to downstairs.
Ah.
But I can fix that. Stand by. Sorry about that.
Okay. We have people that complain about the sound quality, and you know, we're not getting paid. So if you guys want to support us by sending us money, then we will improve the sound quality.
Right? Right.
That's how I feel. This is how I feel right now.
Yeah, I'm using the old sun-provided mic.
Yeah, now see, that's a lot better.
Yeah, I'm downstairs where it's not all hard surfaces.
Yeah, that's better. Okay, ready, go.
Fridays at 5, podcast, Tana and Shay. No tries today, I don't think.
No.
Sober edition.
It's not totally entirely true. I found an open bottle of Jose Cuervo light margarita mix that I hate to throw away, so I'm drinking it. And then I thought, you know what? I have a tiny little bit of Terramana left, and I came downstairs. Turns out I have that plus another more than half bottle.
Well, that's good. At least one of us is carrying on the tradition.
I know. I mean, I haven't really been drinking at all. I haven't drank in I don't know when.
You got Kona's in your downstairs refrigerator still.
We do. Trice just said to me the other day, hey, I just found a whole bunch of Kona. I was like, yeah, are you drinking those or should I take those to Chase? And he's like, you should take them to Che.
Waiting there, I'll be back and I won't have to worry about bringing a six pack.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I'm like, well, why don't we just wait till they come back?
Yeah, unless they're in your way, then throw them in a garbage can.
Oh my God, no way. No, that's not how we roll. They can stay there. We'll just create a shelf for you.
That would be nice.
Right?
That'd be nice.
Okay, so what's the story?
Oh, the story for the gout.
The gout story.
The gout story, yeah. When I first got it, I didn't really know what it was. My dad had it one time. I just thought he was a puss, but he really wasn't. So I knew it hurt, but I didn't pay attention. Fast forward 10, 12, 14 years, however many, I get it the first time. And I don't know what it is, man. I go to the doctor and he tells me the cherry juice thing. Dude, my dumb ass goes to the grocery and gets like, what are the cherries you put in like Shirley Temples and shit?
Oh, maraschino. Yeah.
Yeah, I went and bought like 3 jars of that and threw all the cherries in the garbage and swilled the juice because I thought that's what he meant.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's a dumb ass story, isn't it?
It's pretty good. But you know what? They should be more specific. Because if you don't know anything, this is like, okay, when my dad had his triple bypass, they're trying to explain to him things you can eat and things you can't eat. So he's like 10 days post triple bypass out of town because he was in Iowa City when he had his meltdown.
Oh.
And we're driving him home. Well, actually, it wasn't 10 days. Well, it might have been 10 days past his episode, but it wasn't 10 days past open heart surgery. It was probably just a couple, 2 or 3 days. So I was up there and we had two cars. So it was me and mom and dad. And I think I had dad in my car and mom was following, or I was following them or something. But we stopped and we were supposed to stop every 45 minutes to make sure that he walked. And we stopped to eat, like, I don't know, halfway point, Des Moines or some shit. And he orders like a continental breakfast, bacon, pancakes, ham, all this shit. And we're literally telling the woman, like the server, like he just had triple bypass open heart surgery. And she's like, I don't think you should get that. And I'm like, Dad, I don't think you should get that. But you can't tell a crotchety old man, Archie Bunker, what to
That it was
order.
a fruit plate and a snack pack.
Yes.
A paper
But
cup.
I know he didn't remember anything about the drive home at all. I mean, they say that you don't remember things for the first week or
Getting
two.
injured away from your hometown
Yeah.
across country in strange land is horrible. I've had to experience it twice. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah, your neck story. And then what was the other one?
My parents got rear-ended on the Pensacola Bay Bridge. They were dead stop. Somebody hit them like 65 miles an hour from behind.
Oh, my God.
And I'm here because our family reunion had just been here. They were on their way home to Jack's. And yeah, they had that accident. I get some crazy call. I'm on an airplane, like 6 o'clock at night, crazy call, get on an airplane the next morning, and we're in a strange town.
Yeah.
When I had lived there, I was familiar with the town, and thankfully I still had buddies, and one of our daughters still lived there, but it's a nightmare. You got to get check out and go stay in a hotel.
Yeah. So, well, and they were visiting my sister. So luckily, so my sister's in the medical field, right? And she has a daughter that had open heart surgery as at 10 days old. So they've dealt with cardiac issues forever. And she also works in an ER, right? Okay, so she's equipped to handle all these things. And that morning, dad, he must have looked funny or something was happening. They were like, give him an aspirin quick. And then they called the ambulance. And so, that first off probably saved his life because he had the Widowmaker. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but
Oh, I'm
probably,
familiar.
yeah, people listening have certainly heard that. And so they were equipped for that. But then also, so sorry, I'm a little just scattered right now because I'm really tired. But
Okay.
I know. I feel like I had two swallows and I'm shit-faced already.
Slow down, take a drink. We're here all night.
But anyway, yeah. Okay, so he spent all that time in the hospital, and then the like I think it might have even been the day after surgery. It had to have been 2 days later. They kick us out. We go to check into a hotel, me and mom and dad. And this is how you know he's not totally with it, because normally we'd be watching sports, football, or it was I don't remember what time of year it was, but he's what was watching Real Housewives of the Potomac.
Oh, somebody check that man's chart. Yeah, we missed a dose of something he needs to be taking right now.
Well, here's what I found out literally years later. Years later, okay, so I was told by my mom and my dad that they checked him out and sent him home. Like, it's time for you to go home, but if you drive, these are the instructions. I found out years later that they checked themselves out. He checked himself, or maybe my mom did it. I don't know. Checked himself out of the hospital. Like, I'm leaving. I'm going home. Fuck that. And the doctors apparently were like, no, you shouldn't do that. And he was like, watch me.
But they got to give you the release form to sign, and then it's on you. Tupac did it.
Yeah. So he signed it. And all I did was do what I was told because back in the day, apparently that's what I did, like a dumbass most of the time.
No, girls listen to their father.
Or my mother at the time, probably.
You obey your parents. I still do it. I'm a grown man. My
Yeah.
mama scold me all the time.
Oh, I do not anymore. That ship sailed a few years ago.
it's not horrible. It's not as bad as it used to be.
But I mean, I was that was a year after I got my nutrition certification. So for the next few weeks after we got him home, I was cooking all his food, and I'm literally like putting all the servings on the plate. And food tastes funny after those kind of surgeries. I don't know if you've ever had that, and I don't, but they say that like all your favorite foods don't taste good, so don't eat those because then you won't want to have them again.
I haven't heard that, but it makes sense.
Same as like post chemo. So like if you really love, let's say meatballs or something, they're like, don't eat that because you'll never be able to eat them again. I don't really know. I
You
haven't.
know what that might be is, you know how you've gotten sick, whether drinking too much or whatever, and whatever you ate or drank last, you don't touch it anymore. Sour cream and onion chips is that for me. I'll never eat another one of those again. I ain't touched one since I was 9.
Because what happened?
Because I ate a whole fuck ton of sour cream and onion chips. I remember my aunt was moving, and I was a little kid staying out of the way, eating the big bag of chips that they had for lunch. Got sick later that night.
Oh my gosh.
I ain't touched sour cream and onion chips since baby.
Like Lay's, right?
Any. I don't like sour cream anything.
Interesting. Back in the day, the best thing ever. See, this is how you know I didn't always eat right. Back in the day, my favorite thing was Ruffles with Ridges, and then you take a thing of sour cream and you put Lipton onion soup in it. And
Yeah,
then
that makes sense. It's homemade.
Oh yeah, I mean that was Dad. That had Dad written all over it. Yeah.
So the gout thing, I'm paying attention to what I'm eating, and trying not to intake beers. I've had a couple people say that it's the CONUS.
Really?
I think they're shooting it out their ass. They don't know nothing.
But
One of them's
you
hot mom.
did say, I'm gonna look that up. You did say that whiskey sometimes will do that to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, from that's happened a couple of times, but I ain't been drinking whiskey.
But I was gonna say, but you don't drink whiskey like that often.
No, that's a special occasion. That's not even once a month, I don't think. Might be 3 days in a row if the mood strikes me, but typically no.
And you drink the big wave, right?
Yeah.
Light body, bright hop aroma, tastes like a natural choice, seafood, poultry, salads, light, but it doesn't say what's in there. Oh, malts. Pale two row premium caramel 20, Galaxy Citra hops. Yeah, none of that means anything to me.
That's a quality beverage, is what you just said.
Is that translation?
Yeah, that's what I heard. A cool, refreshing drink.
A cool, refreshing drink. Lemonade, lemonade.
So check out this crazy shit that I saw today. And I couldn't even think about how to put it in words to text you because I was driving. You know the Manhattan driving rules, you can't have your phone and all that.
Oh
I
my
don't
God,
do all that
it's
technical talk.
$250 ticket. Sorry.
So you remember a while back we was talking about the legendary, infamous Westwood Motel.
Oh yeah. Somewhere I
So
still have that photo.
I'm driving past it today, and I take the turn, and I'm going down by the bowling alley, and I see this dude walking.
Okay,
I'm
now wait,
assuming
pause
it's
really fast. We're talking about in Manhattan, Kansas, home of the K-State Wildcats. You're welcome, Baylor. And you're driving past, oh, the bowling alley. So you're at Fort Riley Boulevard and
I'm kind of by that pet store you sent me to.
Richards Drive. Okay.
So between those two landmarks, there's a sidewalk, but as much snow and ice and shit as we've ain't nobody been out there and plowed those and cleaned those off. So there's probably higher than your ankle deep snow. And this dude's walking, I'm assuming walking to the Westwood Motel, carrying a 12-pack of beer in one hand and a 12-pound bag of ice in the other, but like on his shoulder.
Oh my God.
What the fuck sense does that make when the last 10 days it has been single digit or negative degrees around here? What do you need ice for? Why are you spending your hard-earned money on ice? I'm sure it could be going elsewhere.
What? Maybe he's trying to sell a kidney on the black market.
Maybe. Maybe. It just looked odd to me. It was like one of the dumbest things I think I've ever seen somebody do.
Look, let's go dark really fast. If you're going to try to sell an organ on the black market, you can't dirty it up with potentially dirty snow.
There's plenty of untouched snow behind the Westwood Motel.
Really? I would think that snow would be full of splooge.
Well, I was assuming that he was buying the ice to put his beer in a cooler and keep it cold. Why wouldn't you just grab a couple ounces of snow? That's perfectly good for beer ice.
No, I feel like we've got to think about this one a little bit more. What would be another reason you would need a 12-pound bag, not like one of the small ones,
It was
that's the full
industrial.
size one, right?
I mean, maybe if you went to the grocery and you got sandwich meat and this and that, but again, what's wrong with snow?
Why can't you just put it outside? You know, in Alaska, they'll just dig a fucking pit before it freezes over, and then you put that stuff in the ground, put the snow over it, and then you dig it out every time you need some food.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
I'd
a
throw
little
it out
more
the back
complex.
door, and then whenever I needed it, it'd be a treasure hunt.
Right? Just send the dog out there. Fetch.
Right.
No, there's got to be another reason. He was trying to buy drugs or sell drugs for that matter, and somebody shot off his finger and he wanted to ice it on the off chance he decided to go to the black market plastic surgeon and have it sewed back on.
Nice try, but get a jacket and a fucking lawn chair and go sit out back and put your hand in the snowbank.
Maybe he bought a bunch of Fireball and he doesn't like to drink it warm and he needed to chill it. I don't know. I'm lost. I can't think of why.
I thought it was pretty ridiculous. But those are just little small dumb things I think of when I'm driving around and just paying attention to shit, not thinking about nothing.
You said something a second ago and I was gonna relate it to something we watched on TV recently, and now I can't figure out what it was. But have you seen the new Pete Davidson special
Actually, in fact, have.
on Netflix?
Yeah.
So did you see the post on Instagram that was like there were, I think the page is called Crazy Bitch Problems. It's so hysterical. You need to follow them. I have no affiliation with them whatsoever, but it's hysterical. And it was like something like your pussy is now named the last thing that you watched on TV. Go. And my answer was Turbo Fonzarelli.
But what are you doing watching Happy Days reruns?
No, it's a Pete Davidson new special. It's called Turbo
Oh, that's
Fonzarelli.
what it's called.
It is. But he lays into his mother. Oh my God. He
Pete
lays into his
Davidson's
mother.
pretty funny.
Oh, I don't
He's
know how
got
I
some
feel.
issues.
I can't watch him and think, Kim, really?
She wanted the bad guy.
BDE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad guy. And then she couldn't have, I mean, he tried to clean up and do good for her and all that, but that ain't his guy.
I
That
like the combo about ketamine.
ain't. Yes.
So do you know anything about Start Engine?
No, I mean, that's what the button says on the dash.
That is true. Start Engine is a I guess it's a platform, whatever it is, it's a place where you can invest in startup companies.
Okay.
And so, oh, I have two things for this. God damn it, I cannot keep my brain straight. I might have COVID brain. We've invested in a couple of companies through them, but now I can't remember why I brought it up. God, this is going to be a really good podcast if I can't keep my thoughts straight.
Take a drink.
Quintus. Well, two things. The one that I can't remember what I was trying to say, and the other one is I'm trying to work on a advertising situation with one of the companies that we invested in, and it happens to be Mezcal.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you did text me this on your list.
I did, right? And I've said, yeah, so
I didn't know it was an investment. I thought you wanted to have a tequila tour.
oh, well, I kind of do. No, we actually invested in them. Quinta Quintos. It's Mezcal, and I've got a bottle upstairs they sent us, and I need to open it. But I've been messaging back and forth with them. And him being, I assume, the marketing team or whoever runs their IG I don't think it's actually like the founder. Maybe, hell if I know. But I'm working on, I was like, dude, I would be happy to insert some commercials for you for like some merch. Like maybe a t-shirt or two or something. What could we do? But we're currently in a state of hold because of the potential laws in advertising in Kansas or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but our top two countries of listeners are the United States and the Netherlands. Shout out
Where are
to the
they based at?
Netherlands. Oaxaca, Mexico.
All right. You want a United States beta dummy?
Yeah.
Because I got one for you. You know that bottle of vodka you got downstairs?
Yeah.
I'm a shareholder in that company.
Yes, right? Are we allowed to talk about this too?
We can.
I haven't even opened it yet. It's called Twisted.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust you, vodka.
Trust me, vodka. Yeah. Yeah. See, it's the same kind of thing, but you didn't hear about it through Start Engine.
No, I heard about it from another investor sitting in the CNC lounge back in like 2020.
That's right.
And I got online and bought what, six, 12 bottles the next day or whatever. You bought shares and you got bottles. They gave them to you. So it was a wash if you would have went and bought them, but they have exponentially gone up.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, right? So like I'm like I want to so when I first okay, well, Trice found some companies that he wanted to invest in and he did and he got a like a cool hoodie and some other like merch. And I thought at the time, now this has been a couple years, but I was like Mezcal is on the rise. This shit is making a thing, right? Let's find a Mezcal company to invest in. So I went looking for one and this is the only one I could find. Cuenta Cuentos. So, I told them I would tag them if we talked about them. So I'm like, I'm happy to help. One, we're investors, but two, also, I like small business people. And as far as I
You like
know, they're
tequila.
not related to the cartel. So,
And you like tequila, and Lord knows that it'll get drank.
I know, but you know what? I need to talk to them about how to drink it other than just to drink it because you know I struggle with the mezcal a little bit.
Sugar and an orange.
It's got a little, yeah, probably it's got a little gasoline flavor to it. But I'm watching Queen of the South now on Netflix.
Hot mama's watching. I'm not, yeah.
Yeah, this is my every morning at 7 a.m. 45 minutes in the sauna. I'm watching an episode a morning and damn, it's pretty good, actually.
I've been watching like four episodes a night of The Sopranos, trying to plow through it.
Yeah, still haven't finished it. Still on, what did we decide? I was on season two or three. How many are there? Five?
Six.
Six.
Yeah, I'll finish season four tonight.
I do remember watching the finale and being like, really?
It's disappointing. I know it's coming, but the build-up is the story going to it.
I'll tell you what, here's the thing is I get a little bored when it's like it's kind of on repeat. Okay, so you do a deal and somebody gets upset and then somebody gets murdered and then you bury them and then you do a deal and like you'd kind of do that. Oh, you're fighting with this family and then you do a deal and somebody dies. I get a little
Chris Tucker
bored.
banging this week.
Yeah. Like let's shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, I like that gangster stuff though.
I like the drug cartel stuff, I think.
That scares me.
Or else I'm liking it right now.
Right.
Yeah,
Hey, let's go back to something that you said previous when you were talking about your dad and this and that. You're a year out from having your nutritionist license, and you know all about that meal prep and shit like that. Why ain't that your gig?
I know, right?
Why you go to gym? Man, you're chatty and you work out and all that shit. Why don't you go to these gyms and talk to the people and see if you can get their meal plan and you meal prep for them?
I do. I have thought about that a lot. When I first got my certification, I had a couple of friend clients. They didn't pay. When I told them what I wanted to charge, they were like, okay, thank you. I have thought about that. And I do actually intend to incorporate more nutrition education in my aesthetics stuff. I'm feeling a kind of way. Actually, this is leading us right into what I wanted to talk about today, which is boring, but I'm feeling a kind of way lately about not feeling great about where I am in life and how successful I feel in things. Like, you already know that, but I think it's tough.
It is tough, and I'm breaking your chops all the time when we'd be texting back and forth about adulting and life choices and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
But look, like, when it comes to just health in general, look, you treat your body like a temple, I treat mine like a tent. I'm the one not here not drinking a beer because I got the gout, because it may be alcohol-related, I don't know.
But now I'm like, well, but today I'm going to get shit-faced and drink tequila. But you guys don't eat dairy because that's bad for you.
Right.
But I also feel like you still have to enjoy what you're doing. I've talked to a lot of people lately that are like, you need to, you should quit drinking. You know, the other things are fun too, but quit drinking. It changed my life. And I'm like, yeah, but I really enjoy it. And I don't enjoy it like I have to have it every day. Like, I don't think I've drank for a week or something, but I just once in a while want to get drunk.
I said on New Year's, or on the ride home, a hot mama maybe, you know, I'm going to try dry January. Yeah, that shit lasted like 4 days. It's not who I am.
Yeah. Which is a great idea. Like, exactly. So we're doing, you know, we have, you and I have the show, and I've kind of asked Trice if he would just once in a while make another appearance or something, because we've had a couple really good conversations that should have been episodes. But then really? My cousin and I... The Gym Rat edition, season 8 is officially Fridays at 5 with TNT. Tana and Taylor, she's the personal trainer, private gym studio, bodybuilder, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we're doing that, and I'm supposed to be training with her. You know, she's prepping for a show in April, and I made it like not even a day or something.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Well, I started counting my macros again. I have an app that I started counting my macros. And the second I started doing that, I'm fucking starving. I want to eat everything I can get my hands on. Like a whole container of rice cakes, I'm going to eat those. Jar of peanut butter, I'll fucking eat that.
Yeah. Straight with a spoon.
Huh?
Straight with a spoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe. I actually don't eat peanut butter that much. It makes me sick. But I had a bite or two last night because Trice eats it.
Well, you shouldn't have to be punished.
I know. That's the thing. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the things that make you happy. If only we could figure out the whole moderation situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that word.
I know. And I also hate the whole, like, I'm part of this networking group because I'm building a business. And I love the people in there, and everybody's super positive, and they're actually really healthy, and mentally, they all mentally seem very healthy, which is good for me to be around right now, especially. But I feel like it's just such a struggle.
How many people at this event?
Well, I'm supposed to be at an event tonight. There were going to be 250 people.
Okay.
But because yeah. Trice has the vid... I lost my money on my ticket and the ticket that I bought for a friend to go.
Your friend could have took your ticket and went with somebody else.
She didn't want to go to a crowd that she doesn't know anybody.
I 100% respect that.
I do. And I wasn't going to keep her money. I'm like, here, you can have it back. But then I lost like currently like a week's paycheck because of the amount of money that I make right now.
Okay, so 250 people. Going back to what you're saying about, you know, putting everything in perspective and all that, I don't know the statistics, but I'm going to shoot off my hip. I would say 50 of those 250 people probably feel exactly like you do walking in that room, but they have to put on the smiley face that nobody knows and all that. When they get in their car, they're wrecked.
Yeah. You're probably right. And I remember, so this is, they do two meetings like this a year. And this is how I got into this group was in July, my boss and I went to this And we walked in, we didn't know anybody, and we're just making conversation with complete strangers, made a few connections, but then everybody was just so like,
Cliquish,
yeah.
standoffish, because a lot of people know each other.
Well, that, but also at the same time, everybody was very accepting and open, and who are you and what do you do? And I, at the time in July, I felt like a complete idiot because I was like, I don't do anything.
Was
I
there a
don't.
name tag involved?
Yeah, thank God, right?
Those are the worst.
Oh. But I think that I this group is really good for me. Like I had one of the gals is a feng shui specialist. You know what feng shui is?
Asian of some sort.
Yeah, so it's well, and
Is
I'm
it food or exercise?
it's well, I'm not going to explain it right, but it's about the placement of your belongings in the room, living room, in your office, whatever it is. It's about the proper flow of energy or chi and to bring prosperity or happiness or wealth or this or that or whatever.
Isn't that an OCD thing?
Maybe. I had her come into my workspace and she was like, "You're killing it. You did good." And we made a couple tiny tweaks. And I mean, I've had a couple of new clients pop onto my books. So maybe. I'm open to it.
Yeah, it is winter. It's slick outside. You get some traction.
Yeah. I had a
That's got to
brand
be a
new.
hard market to break into.
Well, there are so many. So when I went to school in, well, I graduated in 2016 or something, it didn't feel like there were as many estheticians as there are now. There is a skin treatment center on every street corner. It's like Quick Trip up in here.
You got business cards in your back pocket at all times?
I do. And they're thick. So when I give one to somebody, they're like, "You gave me too many." I'm like, "No, I didn't." Then they go, "Ooh, this stands
There's your
out."
cost in the stack. That's a veteran move.
I know, right?
Word of mouth's the best advertising you can get.
I know. So I keep telling people, like, I would love it if you would tell all of your friends.
Oh, you know what? I might have a network thing for you right here.
I love it.
Remember my friend I told you had all the Che-isms in her phone and the got lost and all
Yes.
that? Well,
Wait,
yeah, she does cause
you
like
said,
hair dyeing and shit like that,
yeah.
whatever the word is.
You said
Well,
she's
I
moving here.
believe, if I've heard correctly, she's about to move to Kansas City.
I think you told me that.
And if that's the case, surely there's got to be some common ground there.
There absolutely is. I send her people, she sends me people. We combine forces.
Yeah.
Absolutely there is.
Yeah, I could probably facilitate that.
Well, here's the other thing. This is where I am in my life. While I don't feel great about myself and where I am, and I financially am the least successful I have ever been since I was in my teens. No joke, right? I also feel like my point and my purpose after coming through the things that I've done in the past couple of years or gone through in the past couple of years is I need to be really supportive of other people. I need to collaborate with people. I think it's important that we support people because everybody's going through shit. And
Everybody got their thing.
they do. And people need help. And you don't know what's happening at home or in the background or mentally in their mind when you interact with somebody. And I'm trying to be purposeful about that because in my life, I think I've been a real asshole
Those are
at
just being
times.
a good human, and we're grown now.
Yeah. But I didn't care about this shit 20 years ago.
Well, no.
I just wanted to get fucked up and get a paycheck. Like, I didn't care.
But I can tell you from experience, in my career, more money isn't always the thing. Because I made more money in Florida, but I was miserable at my job.
Yeah.
And I had in my head, if you ain't happy, get happy. At
Yeah.
the end of the day, especially being your own boss, I mean, your destiny's in your hands. You got a blank canvas, paint that picture.
Yeah. And I think like right now I'm an employee, but we know the goal is for me to be independent and have my own business. And so behind the scenes, I'm working on some of that. But I do feel very fatigued and tired, and like I'm almost 49 years old. Do I really want to build a business again? But I know that I have to because I am not a good employee. And I don't mean like I don't do my job and I don't work hard. I mean like I need to be my own boss because I like to have my own freedom.
Right. Well, even you still got that safety net though that you don't like doing, but it's available, correct?
Yeah, except for it's still dead. I'm getting like I had three appraisal requests today, two of which are in towns I've never covered. I don't even know where they are. And one was in Manhattan, but I haven't heard back from them. But here's the other thing. I don't discount my fees just to get a deal.
No, it costs what it costs.
It does. And it's not, and now that I don't live a block away from there, it's not worth my gas to go there.
But you stack 2, 3 on top, knock them all out, that pays it.
I know. I keep thinking like, well, February and March comes, it'll get busy again, and then I will.
Interest rates gotta go down, yeah.
Well, they
Is
say they're going to.
that still the hold up? I ain't paid attention.
A little bit, and they say that the prices are supposed to, by 2025, get back to where they were right before COVID, or like 2021.
What are they now?
The prices, I mean.
No, the interest rate. What is it, Dina?
I don't know what today's rate is.
I mean, ballpark.
Oh, probably 7. Let's see what it says.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Oh, 7.5.
What?
7.4 for a 30-year fixed.
That's insane.
Yeah. My first mortgage, we were 22, was 7.25 fixed.
'Cause you were young and didn't have no credit.
100% mortgage, 7.25.
And you're happy to get that shit.
Yeah, my first house was like 52,000.
I'd say do a backflip in the office, but you do that shit on the way into the office anyway.
Bitch, give me my money.
Yeah, you cartwheel out that motherfucker. Won't even wrinkle the check.
I
Cartwheeling out with that shit in your teeth. Yeah.
know.
Looking like a playing card in your spokes of your bike. That's awesome.
Oh my God. You know, let's just first rewind for a second. You and I we haven't talked on the phone for, well, since the last recording, which was like 3 weeks ago or something.
No, I saw you. We
Yeah.
were at your house.
Well, here's the thing, you guys.
I think we recorded since before New Year's.
Yeah, I don't think so. Phil, we actually recorded New Year's Eve. We spent New Year's Eve day together, Hot Mama, TNT, and Che Baby, all of New Year's Eve day together. We went out, we had sushi, we did all of these things. And all I have to show for it is a 1 second, maybe 4 second blip of Hot Mama's laugh. And also, I didn't tell you this, I have some videos of us from the sushi restaurant. Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's a fucking gaping black hole I'd like to get back.
I'll have to send to you because I don't remember being there at all.
Oh, we slayed the sushi. That's probably part of this gout. It's ongoing, man. I got them lobster rolls and shit all up in my heel.
I don't remember anything past boom boom dropping us off.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, I was told that when we got back to the house. Or no, we said when we get back to the house, we'll let the dogs out and all that, and we're recording. And then you dipset, you disappear.
Oh yeah, I was leaning on something and I told Trice I had to go to bed, so he put me to bed and Hot Mama was like, I'm gonna go lay down for a second, and then you two stayed up for a while or something.
I was rapping with Trice while he was letting the dogs out,
Yeah.
and then I was like, "Oh, where's Tandy?" He's like, "Brother, she's been in bed." I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm gonna go in here with Hot Mama."
She died. She had to
Yeah.
go.
I was told I was pretty lit up.
You were.
I thought I was fine.
I will find those and send them to you. I kind of forgot. And then I also, part of me was like, I found it. And then I was like, I don't want to watch all of these.
That's actually pretty classic, man, because that's like undiscovered materials.
There was some coin flipping involved. Oh, it was coin flipping to see who was going to pay the check.
I lost that one.
I think you did lose that one.
I know I lost
I
that
know,
one.
but how is it that you guys keep paying for everything every time I see you? I mean, it's fine with me, but not really. Like, we should pay our part.
No, he Trice got the Chappelle tickets. I mean, we've been worked this out, but it's just, who cares? I get a meal, y'all get a meal.
Yeah.
Y'all, Trice got the ticket when the kids came and met us for that Mexican store that wouldn't open because it was freaking cold and raining.
I love it when they come and hang out with us. They're so much fun.
Yeah, walked in and just immediately started ordering margaritas by the gallon.
Yeah, right?
Should have known then at noon when they opened the door that when we're eating sushi and the sun's down and we're drinking sake, we may need to reconsider our life decision.
Yeah. Did we drink sake?